And welcome back to the Freeman Michael Show here on KKZZ. Welcome to Wellness Wednesday with my co-host Lisa Davis.
Hello, everyone.
Now, we are talking to Diana Winston, who co-authored the book Fully Present, The Science, Art, and Practice of Mindfulness. Before we brought you on, both Lisa and I were talking about how we have personally worked with meditation to varying degrees. And I know Lisa, before you came on, was talking about, for her, she's been trying to integrate mindfulness into walking in the woods and other things. But we both have issues with chatter in our heads. So,
monkey mind.
Yes, let's start right there. We both have the chatter thing going on. So help us out of the gates. This is a really important thing to work with, isn't it?
Absolutely. But so keep in mind, it's completely normal that
right.
our minds are chattering. I mean, that's what our minds do. So it takes a long time.
Yeah, I like that you emphasize that, because sometimes when I try to meditate, I feel like all I'm doing is the again and again part, you know, bringing it back to the breath, bringing it back. Oh, stop thinking about that. Stop. Bring it back. You know, and I feel like, am I doing anything?
I feel as if, Lisa, that one of the challenges we face, and Diana, I'm sure you're this is part of what you talk about, is that, you know, we have a culture of distraction. I have kids, and they're constantly distracted. I have a 21-year-old stepson who can't be without some device ringing or going off. And I'll be honest, I worry about young people today. In my own life, I recognize how much distraction there is. And before you came on, I was talking about how I recognize how it takes away from the quality. We talk about quality time with our kids. Quality time with anything, because there's so much chatter going on.
I completely agree. I also wonder about the impact on the next generation.
I always say to my husband, I wish we could go back to the 70s where we didn't all have pagers or pagers. Listen to me, I'm still old fashioned. I don't even have a BlackBerry.
You're such a dork, Lisa.
I know, and
no
I don't
one
even
has pagers.
I don't even have a BlackBerry. I don't have an iPhone. You know what? If I'm not home,
you
then
you are confessing big time.
Is that bad?
Oh my gosh.
Everyone's
what's
like,
wrong
you're
with you.
Really?
Well, but there's a piece of this puzzle which I feel you and your partner in this book, Dr. Susan Smalley, have put together, and that's really showing, demonstrating with research studies and with some of the science, the profound benefit of mindfulness in terms of one's effectiveness. And I think that is so important to recognize, and that may in fact help people who may be, like Lisa and I, prone to distraction to, you know, see the importance of some mindful practice.
Absolutely. I mean, mindfulness, it's an ancient practice. It has its roots in a 2,000-year-old history, but it's so completely relevant for today.
Now, Diana, for people listening who are saying, oh my goodness, there's all the science and there's so many health benefits, what's the best way to get started?
I would definitely recommend, at least in the beginning, getting some guided support.